time for our coach's corner, powered by Hy-Vee. Union head coach Jason Carter joins us after a hard-fought loss here at home, 62-57 against the Dutch. But again, Jason, this one was there. I just didn't quite make the plays down the stretch.
Yeah, no, it was. We were right there, you know, after it couldn't have got off to a worse start. But, you know, testament to our kids, they really just, you know, battled the entire game and found a way to fight back and get back in it after getting off to just about the worst start we could possibly could have hoped for. But, you know, again, it's a testament to who these kids are. Super proud of them and their effort tonight.
Definitely, they gave it their all. You'd probably like to have some of those free throws back that you missed in the first half, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something we always talk about. You know, it's easy to point out a shot missed here or there late in the fourth quarter. But, you know, all those, we missed quite a few bunnies, too, in the right around the hoop in the first half. Missed, I think, five or six straight free throws in the first half. You know, and all those little points make a big difference at the end, just as much as the plays do in the fourth quarter.
You mentioned getting off to a slow start. Basically, Cade Bauer kind of kept you in it with those threes.
Yeah, absolutely. Cade had one heck of a night. You know, he again, it's something we expect out of him. He's a senior. You know, he's probably got the most, you know, experience coming back of the seniors. Played a lot last year. And we know Cade can really shoot the ball. So, you know, he that's something he's been doing for a long time, and it's fun to watch him do it at this level.
They kind of held him down in the second half, where they were just playing him tighter, you think? Or
Yeah. They were just pretty much face guarding him the whole second half and making it tough to catch, which, again, when that happens, though, it opens up driving lanes for Dawson and Caden and even Landon, and, you know, who all played really well tonight as well. And, you know, that's, if teams are going to guard us that way, especially when he's shooting the ball that well, then other guys need to step up, and I felt like they really did that.
Thought one of the smallest players out there tonight, you know, did a really great job, Dawson Mackey.
Dawson is tough as nails, man. That kid,
scrappy.
He is not very big, but that kid just shows you what it means. Like we always say, play like a dog. I mean, Dawson is that kid. He just plays with so much heart and so much effort, and you know, can't give enough credit to how far that kid's come in the last year or two.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it before, how your height challenge. You just look at all these 6'4" plus players for Pella, and somehow you're able to stay with them, and that's just got to show the fight of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's not something, you know, I did kind of question our toughness a little bit after Tuesday. I felt like we, you know, DCG is a really good basketball team. I don't want to take anything away from them, but they're definitely not 42 points better than we were the other night. And, you know, our team kind of, you know, makes its name with just scrappiness and toughness. And we have to play that way because, you know, like you said, we don't have a ton of size. So if we don't play with all that grit and toughness, you know, it's tough for us to compete.
I was going to ask you kind of what you thought the difference was between the two nights, because, you know, you guys just seemed like you were out of sync Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, you missed a bunch of bunnies, and you couldn't hit the broad side of the barn from the outside.
Yeah, you know, and when you're a team that shoots a lot of threes like we do, and on those off-shooting nights, you got to be able to find different ways to score, and we couldn't seem to. It was one of those nights where we couldn't buy a bucket. So, you know, but again, you got to have no conscience as a shooting team. You can't live and dwell on something you can't control. When shots don't fall, you just got to keep believing the next one's going to go in. You know, and I thought we came out and shot the ball pretty well tonight.
So we're heading into Christmas break now, and you know, kind of what's your plan over Christmas break? And then on the other side, a couple trips. Well, is Des Moines Hoover coming here?
I think so, actually.
Yeah, I think they're coming here, and then you got the trip to Wells Fargo.
Yep.
Talk about those two games coming up.
So, yeah, you know, over break, we have a scrimmage lined up over break, and, you know, we'll have some pretty tough practices and be able to kind of continue to work on some things we want to work on moving forward. But, yeah, you know, I don't know a ton about Hoover, honestly. You know, I haven't really scouted them at all, much, but I do know Knoxville's a really solid basketball team. They were solid crew last year, and they pretty much bring back almost everybody that played, including their two best players. So, you know, that's definitely going to be a fun matchup and one we look forward to.
Yeah, always boys love to get on that big stage, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun event that Wells Fargo puts on for these high school kids and allows them to come in and play. So we're definitely excited to get down there and play another game.
Well, right now, 3-2, 1-1 in the conference. I guess, would you have taken that going in?
Yeah, you know, if you'd asked me, I wasn't, you know, 3-2 going into the break, with knowing that we had these two really tough games this week. You know, I probably would have taken it. I would love to have been 4-1, but
especially since it was, you know, just right there.
Definitely not going to complain about 3-2 going into the break. But the biggest thing is, I felt like I'm really hoping our team found kind of the level and the grit that we have to play at to be able to compete in these type of games. Because obviously that's our goal at the end of the year, is to be able to compete against, you know, the Pellas and the DCGs and the teams that we know are going to make late postseason runs. Because in the end, that's our goal too. So, you know, that's I think hopefully they found that level tonight that we have to execute at.
Yeah, I think anybody in the gym here tonight definitely saw that scrappiness in your squad here this evening going up against Pella. Congratulations on the effort, and we'll look forward to talking to you on the other side of the Christmas break.
All right, thank you.
Jason Carter joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.